This is Ted Kennedy. As we ring out the old year, it's time to set priorities for 1991. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as 1990 heads for the exit, most of us say good riddance. We have our hands full trying to avoid war overseas and recession at home. In 1991, we'll also have to address other needs we've neglected, providing more assistance for families, greater opportunity for all Americans, and investing more wisely in the future. That means action in essential areas like jobs, civil rights, education, and health care. New job programs are needed to deal with rising unemployment and unfair discrimination in the workplace. Millions of Americans deserve access to decent health insurance. Elderly Americans need help with long-term care. We also need to concentrate on early childhood education and upgrading schools and colleges. We may not be able to finish the job in 1991, but at least we can start.
Ted, another fine wish list, but it's lacking the most important items, common sense and the budget deficit. You always prattle that you want to help, but you and your Democratic cronies were adamantly against a capital gains tax. In fact, that was the final sticking point that caused the rupture of the budget summit. You'd rather raise America's taxes than listen to a perfectly good Republican idea. We both know in our gut that the problem is not insufficient taxation, it's runaway spending. So why do you fight giving the president the control he needs with the line item veto? Come on, pal, the American people elected George Bush to make the decisions. Let him. Democratically controlled Congress will never lead us into economic prosperity. So, Ted, are you going to show a little New Year's resolve and help us? Or just sit back with a big cigar and sing an off-key chorus of Auld Lang Syne? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a list of New Year's resolutions that Ted should very seriously consider. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.